Grand Cru County Senator Abbott Chie is the president pro tempore emeritus. He says constitutional and legal prohibitions may not easily permit the establishment of such a criminal tribunal for crimes on Liberian soil. Senator Chie listed several other recommendations in a report by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, or TRC, which he believes should be prioritized instead.
The TRC report contains many other recommendations besides they talk about war crimes courts. And those recommendations are very important. For example, it says that the president must offer an apology to all Liberian people. We have another obligation, the benefit of the victim. The Palava Hot mechanism and program that was started by President Salim, that it will continue so that victims and perpetrators can come face to face.
Former warlord Prince Johnson was elected as a senator from Nima County in 2005 and has been re-elected twice. Johnson is a former lieutenant in the Liberian Army and is notorious for killing President Samuel Kayondoe. Video of the event shows both ears of the president being cut off before he was killed. Like Chie, Johnson says the Accra Peace Accord that ended the Civil War provides for amnesty for the combatants. He says any attempt to disregard that law poses a threat to the country's peace.
The Accra Peace Accord was guaranteed by this amnesty law, but if the time has come for President Joseph Boakai and his team to remove or tamper with the amnesty law, then he's tampering with the people's future.
Councillor Bono Vama is Secretary General of the Liberian National Bar Association. Vama argues that no country which is a member of the United Nations is allowed to grant amnesty to perpetrators of war and economic crimes. On the other hand, South Africa's Truth and Reconciliation Commission did not imprison any combatants who agreed to testify in court and tell the truth. Still, Vama says the Liberia TRC is calling for the establishment of a war and economic crimes court that would hold fighters legally accountable.
If Liberia acceded to the Rome Statute, Liberia acceded to the Geneva Convention, what are we talking about here? And there can be no amnesty by any country of the United Nations for war crimes. These are crimes against humanity. So that's a principle of international law. So that whole argument that during the Taylor regime, a law was passed by a legislature to grant amnesty is something for ab initio, because it cannot stand the weight of any international principle.
The civil society human rights advocacy platform is leading the push to establish the court in Liberia. The group's Secretary General Adam Dempster is urging the Senate to approve the measure.
In our advocacy for more than a decade, where we are looking for a political will that we see to the establishment of the court, both at the executive and the legislature, we have not seen such political will. The fact that this has sprung up, we want to use this opportunity to call on the Liberian Senate to do likewise.
There are unconfirmed reports that a court is expected to be built in the Republic of Ghana. But Dempster believes constructing it in Liberia will be a better decision.
Whatever has to do with the establishment of the war economic crimes for Liberia, it should happen on the soil where the crimes have been committed, so that Liberians will witness justice for themselves, so that victims and survivors will see their accusers being prosecuted, so that that will also serve as a deterrence for who be people who will want to choose war as a way of finding answer.
The pursuit of justice is of utmost importance, according to wide cross-section of citizens who spoke to VOA.
I'm a victim because during the war, my only brother died. I want justice to prevail.
They got people that did wickedness in this country. Some people kill people's family even while they standing up looking at them. And then our family still living in Liberia, enjoying the even mocking our people. So it will be better for the war crime court to be here. Everybody that need to be disciplined, let it be disciplined. And then the effort won't be satisfied so we can live in peace.
As the nation struggles to come to terms with its painful past, the establishment of a war and economic crimes court was one of the key promises President Joseph Boakai made in his inaugural speech. For VOA News, I am Rita Drobeduo in Monrovia.